right. We've come to bless the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you're ready to receive the word of God today, and if you have your Bibles, and if you are physically able to rise up and just honor the Lord, for Jesus is the living word of God. Amen. Turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians, and we're going to read chapter 1, verses 1 all the way up to verse 11. Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Praise God. Glory to God. Katabi niya ho, 1 Corinthians. Chapter 1, verse 1. We're going to start with verse 1 all the way up to verse 11. Glory to God. Thank you, Sister Emma, for helping. Yeah. 2 Corinthians. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God in Corinth, together with all the saints throughout Achaia, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion or mercy, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers. Then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we remember what you have said in your word, in the Gospel John, that your words are life to us, and that through your spirit you give life to your words. We thank you, Lord, for this blessed opportunity you've given us once more to come together today in this particular Sunday. That, Lord, even as we study your word, that your Holy Spirit will give us revelation and understanding. And we ask for your grace, Lord God, to live by its truth and to apply every principle, Lord God, in our lives. These verses alone that you and I read, this was written by the Apostle Paul. And he is a man of God. He's a follower of Christ. And yet we find out from this particular letter that he was in crisis, right? He has experienced many crises in his life. So one of the truth, isang bagay po na the Word of God is teaching us all, is problems will come in our lives. Ang problema po, part po ng buhay natin. Kaya sabi ho ni Jesus, in this world, you and I will have tribulations, but be of good cheer, for Jesus has overcome the world. Pag meron ho tayong Jesus, we are overcomers. Ma-overcome ho sa tulong ng Panginoon, you and I can overcome lahat ho ng mga crisis in our lives. Amen. And so, let me just share with you as we study His Word today. The letter, I got this letter, newsletter ng World Vision. World Vision is a non-profit organization. And for the sake of time, what I'm just going to read to you is a letter written by the president of World Vision. Ang title ho ng kanyang letter is Expect Miracles. And so I believe that the Spirit of God is also telling us, you and I need to expect miracles. You know, we were just singing that song, and I think it's led by the Spirit of God na we are to be reminded na our God is supernatural, and our God is a miracle-working God. Amen. And so he started with, how many of you napanood nyo yung movie na ang title ay Unbroken? Unbroken. It's the story of Louis Zamperini. If you drive along the 405 freeway, makikita nyo yung merong isang sign doon na Louis Zamperini. Sino siya? He was an Olympic athlete. And he was a soldier during World War II. Now, during that time, he endured talagang unimaginable torture in the hands of the Japanese soldiers, no? And so, pero he survived the war. Nag-survive po siya. Pero nung natapos po ang war, he was fighting personal demons. And one of them was, yung pag naalala niya ho yung torture na ginawa sa kanya ng mga Japanese soldiers. So he had this in his heart. Yung talagang, I can't imagine for anyone na tayo ho, hindi natin na-experience yan, ano? Yung ganun. Pero merong masidhing that's going on inside his heart about the people that tormented him. And so, one day, he found himself sitting under a big tent where the late Billy Graham was preaching. And so after the preaching, so there was an altar call. And so an invitation was given to anyone who would like to experience Christ, a new life in Jesus. Dun sa kanyang libro, sinabi niya, there was like an inner struggle, may tug of war na nangyayari, parang he wanted to get out of the tent. He wanted to leave the place. Pero something happened na, ang sabi ho dito, nag-start na siya ay mag-yield. So, to make the long story short, he came dun sa invitation. He responded to that invitation and he accepted Christ. So, through the power of the Holy Spirit, ang buhay niya ho ay nag-turn around and he made the most important decision in his life, and that was to forgive yung kanyang mga tormentors. So that day, he experienced an encounter with Christ. And ito namang hong president, ang pangalan niya ho si Edgar Sandoval Sr., he said that he also had an encounter with Jesus dun, in one of the Promise Keepers conference in 2002. Imagine that, 2002. Sabi ko nga, wow, mas matagal kong na kilala si Lord, because I came to know the Lord in the 80s, and he was a man, 2002, pero ngayon, president siya ng World Vision. And let me tell you, tignan niyo ang sinabi niya. Nagkaroon din siya ng ganong inner struggle when there was an invitation to follow Christ, to receive Christ. See, the thing is, it takes really a personal decision to have that encounter with Jesus. Meaning to say na talagang it takes us, tayo, personal decision yun to receive Jesus. And once we do, you and I would have that moment, yung tinatawag na turning point in our lives, na talagang, wow, yung reality ng pagmamahal ng Panginoon, the reality of the love of God that changes us. So it's not that because someone forced us to come to church. Wala hong pilitan. Ang gusto ko kasi ni Lord is yung bukal sa kalooban, yung something that you and I made really a decision. We made that decision really to accept Christ. And you know what? Kaya we would always remind this na each person needs an encounter with Christ. Without that, without Christ, some people can just go to church and then go, parang kumbaga revolving door, pasok lang, pasok, labas. And no change, no transformation. What do we mean by change? See, because for us, we would always say this. Gospel is about Jesus coming here on earth to die on the cross for our sins. Our greatest need is God's forgiveness. Kasi when, once we receive Christ, dahil before Christ, diba sabi sa Bible, we're all sinners. And sin separates us from God. Most of us, we already know that. Kaya lang ho natin ine-emphasize, it's because, see, ang paglapit ho kay Jesus, hindi parang yung, because some people, I guess, ganun ang mentality, that they think that Jesus is like a genie in a bottle na, oh, kikis-kisin ko to, oh, Jesus, oh, lumabas ka, and then give me all these needs. We're not saying that God is insensitive of our physical needs, whether it be healing, whether it be finances. God knows all of that need. Alam niya po yun. Pero, we need to come to the Lord first and realize that here is someone who cares for me, because sabi nga sa Bible, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto us. Now let's continue. Yung turning point na yun, once you and I have that turning point, meron hong reason why there was a change of course, change of direction. It's turning, let me quote what he said, it's turning us toward something, toward a mission that God has prepared for us. If you can please turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. And it reads there, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Namnamin ho natin yan. Himayin natin. You know, as I would always say, it's like when you and I are reading the Word of God or meditating on the Word of God, it's like eating. Talagang nanamnamin ang bawat talaga or bawat word. And it says, you and I are God's workmanship. That alone tells us na, alam niyo ba that you are a work of art? Hello? Amen. Kaya, wag ho tayong may tendency tayo while we are in this world na, kasi ang world, bibigay sa atin yung mold na, oh, dapat ganito ang itsura mo. This is how you should look, right? Kaya, there's a lot of people would even go to the extent na, oh, they would spend thousands of money to go through a plastic surgery to look like someone else. Do you know that? Ganun eh. Kasi yun ang mentality ng world. Pero here, it tells us na the way you and I look, the way yung korte ng mukha, yung in long and all that, height, even kung race, Filipino race, or even those born here in America, those are already predestined by God. So meaning to say, you are a piece of God's work. Yes, thank you. You are a masterpiece. Can you help me say to the person nakatabi nyo o nasa likod nyo? You are God's masterpiece. You are God's work of art. That's right. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, hindi lang po yun, ano? Wag naman yung ano ha, baka naman, kasi ang kaaway will always gagawin yan to the extremes. Either you put yourself down or masyado mo nang pagtingin sa, ay, ang ganda mo talaga. Ako naman. Ano na yun? Vanity na yun, pride na yun, ano? I think there's a healthy level of godly confidence. Right? Na, you know, i-accept natin na this is what God made me, right? And so, we thank God. We thank God for all those things. Amen. Now, look at this. We are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for what? To do good works, which God prepared in advance. In advance for us to do. So, may plano ho si Lord when God created us for us to do good works. And here, sa letter ni nung president ng World Vision, he realized that when he came to know Christ. So now, si Paul, we read his letter, when he met the Lord on the road to Damascus, nakita niya ang purpose niya in his life. Because can I just say this? It's so important for us to know yung purpose ni Lord in our lives. We are not just meant to parang lumulutang na, nagde-drift lang na, aimlessly. A person with focus on God's purpose, remember who yung power of a focused life? How many of you remember yung ating Bible study na yun? Ang power ng a focused life, focus on what? Focus on the will of God in our lives. You know that there is such power. Amen. And so, Paul experienced that. When he came to know Christ, na pinaalam sa kanya ni Jesus, ang purpose ko para sa iyo is to what? To spread the message of the gospel of our Lord Jesus sa Gentiles. Tayo yun, Gentiles, right? And so now, kay Louis Zamperini, it was to embody the forgiveness that we can only achieve through faith in Christ. He was someone na experience niya yung power ng forgiving others who have offended us. Amen. Now, for him, for the president of the World Vision, sabi niya, it was the change in my life, the transformation he did not just in my life, pati sa family ko, and now being part of World Vision. Ang World Vision, if you would know, you can Google it. It's a non-profit organization na ang focus nila is, it's a global movement to transform the world in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Christ. Now, tumingin ho tayo sa ating paligid. If we look around, are there needs around us? So not just our needs, meron ding needs ang iba, right? There's so many. And so, as I was reading this entire newsletter, I came across so many articles na, and I'd like to share them with you na ginagawa ng World Vision. And World Vision has a purpose, and that is what? To spread the love of Christ to so many who are in crisis. Now, we learned last time in our study na love is not just in words, but in action. Love in action. And so, what they're doing, World Vision, it's love in action. Now, let me just show you. One of the things that they've done is it's a global movement, and so they're trying to reach many people. And so there's one, itong picture ho dito, it's somewhere part ng Africa. They have this group of children in that part of Africa. And sabi ho dito, what they do, they even give these children food, lahat ho ng needs, ano, and clothing and all that, and one of them is to distribute Bibles. Sabi ho ng isa dito, pag nagmi-meet sila, children reach for their Bible supplies supplied by World Vision, and they know where Habakkuk is. Mga bata lang ho yan, pero pag sinabing, let's turn our Bibles to Habakkuk, they know where to find the book of Habakkuk. And sabi dito, and these children know the power and the importance of prayer. Amen. And so, merong pictures. And habang binabasa ko and looking at all these pictures, and there are this group of people naman sa Honduras, that part of the world, sa Honduras, maraming gangs. Mga gang-related activities. And let me just give you a recap of the crisis going around the world. Sa East Africa, at least, here, listen to the numbers. 28 million people in East Africa are dying of starvation, famine. Mga bata ho, malnourished. Syria. How many of you know na ang Syria is a war? It's a country torn by war. Now, maraming terrorism that's going on, and there's so many millions of people have been displaced. Listen to this. Displaced, meaning to say, and I'm going to read you a story about someone that came from that country. That's one. Sa Congo, there's Ebola. How many of you know Ebola? It's a deadly virus. Sa Indonesia is a country na laging, it's like we always hear may tsunamis and earthquakes. And so many people, wala na pong homes. Many people are displaced. Myanmar. Where? Myanmar. refugees. There's so much because of corruption in the government. Ang mga tao ho nang naghihirap. How many of you know Venezuela? Do you know that the president authority ngayon, yung president na nagru-rule, if you saw that on the news, they blocked all routes of all means of transportation for the international aid to come to the people. So many, ang mortality rate ho ng mga bata doon is mas higher compared doon sa Africa. Why? Gutom na ho. There's no food to eat. No water to drink. Now, when I was going through this story, let me read you of a story of a lady in Syria. So, Gera. And so, ang sabi dito, Fatima is her name. She's 41 years old. Dumating po sila sa Lebanon. So, they were displaced because of the war. Pagdating nila doon, wow, this is the place where we're going to live kasi tents lang. Now, kasi back home sa Syria before the war, they owned three houses kasi they have meron ho silang tailor shop, may business. But that changed. That totally changed when all of these things happened. Marami ng bombang. And so they had to get out of the place. In fact, right before her eyes, nakita niya ho yung 14-year-old niyang daughter died. So, and even the rest of the relatives. So, they had to flee because of the war. Ang dala-dala lang nila yung the clothes in their backs. So, imagine this. So, talk about being displaced. And so, dun sa mahabang panahon na yon, and so they ended up being a refugee and they landed in Lebanon. But here's the thing. Even with that condition, sabi dito sa article, she radiates gladness and cheerfulness. Even though I live in a tent in poor conditions, I am happy, she says. Anytime people come, they say, why are you happy? And I say, it's because of the church. Because love in action. Ang anho dun was, alam niyo kung sinong ginamit for her? She's a Syrian. And people from Lebanon. Here's look at the hand of God. Lebanon and Syria, they were kumbaga hostile. They don't go together. They don't get along. Thank you, Brother Nelson. But tama ho sabi sa Bible, love never fails. Love never fails. And so here, this Syrian woman experienced the love of God through God's people. So many things, and so when I was looking at this, kasi may mga moments na tayo, like in my case, when I was reading this, as I read these stories, particularly the story of this lady Fatima, yung problema ko grew pale in comparison. Ibig sabihin nung my gosh, sabi ko yung dinadaanan ko wala sa katiting. No, that's how I felt. And yet, when we read from the Word of God, whatever it is crisis that you and I would go through, when Christ is in the middle of that crisis, there's hope. There's hope. And so, in fact, you know, one thing about the Lord, kaya napahagulgul ako kasi at that moment that I, you know, do you know that God knows what's going on in your mind and in your heart, pati sa akin? Oh, kahit na hindi natin sabihin, even if we don't tell that to even people closest to us, na kahit na sinong taong malapit sa atin, it's God who sees it. And I came across in the same article, in the same, it's a letter of someone that was that's going through the same thing that I am going through. She shared in this newsletter her struggle as a Christian about her physical condition, her back pains and all. And particularly, it's like, and I cried before God. And I just thank God that, Lord, I thank you na you know what's going on in my heart. That you even comforted me to let me know that I'm not alone with my struggles and that there are others also going through the same thing that I'm going through. And that she said, she's the daughter of the founder of World Vision. Sabi niya, but in all of that, I learned how to patiently wait on God. There's something about learning how to trust God even in the midst of pain, even in the midst of, sabi niya nga, there are times that I would experience intercession fatigue. If you have been called by God to intercede and to pray, you and I are, candidates tayo sa fatigue. Meaning to say, na minsan nanghihina, not right? But tama yung, I think was mentioned earlier, do not grow weary, as the Bible says in Galatians, do not grow weary in doing good, for in due season, you will reap the harvest if you and I will not faint. And when moments like that, katulad ho ng what was shared, what we read in 2 Corinthians, I love what the Word of God declared today for us. We had Bible studies like this in the past, but it's good to be reminded kasi ang struggles natin, araw-araw di po ba? Day by day, moment by moment. But praise God that our God is an ever-present help in time of need and trouble. Amen. Number one that the Word of God reminds us is, what is God like? God is a God of mercy. God is a God of comfort. He comforts us in all. I love that about the Lord. Comforts us in all of our troubles. What is your trouble today? God will comfort you. Whatever it is, whatever it is. The truth is, God will give you comfort in Jesus' name. Secondly, nasabi nun natin niya earlier, ang problems will be part of our lives as a Christian. Dahil what the enemy wants us to do is to give up. To give up. Can you imagine if this, yung mga taong ginamit ng Panginoon to bring about this kind of help being given globally, if they gave up, papano na lang, right? Can I tell you, God doesn't want you to give up because your life will be a miracle and God will work miracles through your lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's continue. And so, secondly, so our problems will be part of our lives, even as a Christian. Amen. The third thing was, so why does God allow problems? Look at this. It's found particularly in that chapter. It says, it even showed to us, sabi dyan ni Apostle Paul, so verse 8, we were under great pressure far beyond our ability to endure. Can you relate? You and I can relate. May mga problems na far beyond our abilities na matiis. But with God, we can. Look at this. So that they even despaired even of life. So they found themselves, si Paul and some of his companions, found themselves in a crisis na talagang life-threatening pa, no? But look at this. Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death. Meaning to say, akala nila mamamatay na sila. Katapusan na. But look at this. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. Did you see that? Napakaganda ho. So meaning to say, Paul now realized why the Lord allowed them to go through that life-threatening situations. So that, ang lesson doon is so that he will not rely on his own strength, but rely on God. Ang maganda dyan, hindi naman who rely on God, period. May kama eh. Who raises the dead. What does that mean? Yes, it talks about the power of God. Who can raise the dead? Only God. Only God can. Not just physical death, but even, where do you see death? Relationships. Do you see that death, that Satan wants to bring about death? Marriages, relationships, even sa finances, it's like parang wala na, katapusan na. And yet, you know what? There's hope in God. There's hope in the Lord. Hallelujah. And ang sabi niya, He has delivered us from such a deadly peril. Now look at this. What brought about the deliverance? The Word of God tells us it's because people were praying for them. People were praying for them. Alam niyo, Kaya very clear kung bakit Satan is discouraging us in our walk with God, lalong-lalo in the area of prayer. Last Friday, I wasn't here because I wasn't feeling well. But it came to my knowledge na praise God. See, because the work of God is not just because of one person. And I am so blessed to hear na the group of intercessors came that Friday. And I heard the praise report as far as, you came together and talagang you really bombarded heaven even in your praying, because that's a wonderful thing to do. That's a wonderful thing to do. Amen. So if some of us are experiencing fatigue in our walk with God, God is here to renew our strength. Amen. Nandito ang Panginoon para i-revive tayong lahat. Amen. Lalo kapag yung, totoo yun, I know that. I could relate to that. When nakaka-overwhelm, when all you see are negative things, like what our brother Nelson was saying. But God would remind us, don't focus on the problems, let's focus on God. Let's focus on Christ, who can do something about that situation, who can do something about the heart of people. Can you imagine yung Louis Zamperini having been tortured and yet found in his heart to forgive those people that tormented him? Amen? That's the power of Christ. That's the power of God. Amen. So many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. Let me say this, and this is not a selfish statement. The word of God, what I like about the Apostle Paul was he was not embarrassed to ask for prayers. Remember, he's one of the spiritual leaders. Please pray for your spiritual leaders. We can never overemphasize that. Because alam niyo na we are like you. We also go through mga problema. But one thing about the Lord, kaya dun ho pumapasok yung needing one another, the body of Christ. I like what this lady Fatima said. I'm happy because of the church. And why the church? Because the church is group of followers like you na may Christ in their lives. You become an instrument. Na the comfort that you and I receive, isang purpose ho ng problema is that when you and I have problems, it pushes us to seek God, right? How many of us know na ang problema talagang it brings us to our knees and really seek God and humble ourselves? Lord, I need you, God. And yet, pag yung time na talagang desperate and God intervenes, we receive the comfort from God Himself, right? And then sabi doon na, the comfort that you and I receive from God is so that we may also comfort others. Now, kung meron mang dinadaan ang problema is that you and I can be a shoulder for a person to cry on. If there's a sister, if you are someone na overcome you ang struggles sa marriage and there's someone who's going through right now crisis in that marriage, you're qualified to bring comfort to that sister in Christ. If you're a brother who has experienced na, my goodness, the enemy, talagang nagpipiknik siya noon. There was a time na akala ko maghiwalay na kami mag-asawa, but then God moved and He helped me. Then you are qualified to help a brother who's going through times of difficulty. You know that, and sa size ho ng church natin, we know those who are not, we have not seen for a while. And it's not to put down anyone. We don't name names because we don't want to embarrass people. But one of the things as we are praying and fasting this afternoon is sa ating pagpapray, let's lift up those who are struggling in their walk with God. Alam niyo ba na it might start as a, let's say, attack on the health. Pag mahina ang katawan, minsan ang emotions nandyan, samot-samot na yan eh. Na nalulungkot. Pag dumapo ang lungkot, nandyan, the enemy would want us to go through depression. Pati spiritually, we can get affected. It could be also in the emotions wherein minsan feeling na unwanted, unappreciated. How many of you know na at times we need encouragement and appreciation? Napag-aralan natin last time yan, di ba? Let us not be stingy with our words of appreciation and words of encouragement. Let it start a at home. Let it start at home. Kasi the enemy would want us always to focus on the negatives. I learned that the hard way. I am that kind of person na, it's like, ang gusto ko, ganito. Ganito ang dapat reaction mo, ha? Kasi ako, ganito eh, right? At times we do that. We would expect someone to be like us. Eh, kung, if my expectation is for me to, for everyone to be like me, di boring, ano? And God has given each one different personalities, different kinds of, ano? Yeah, that's right, exactly. And bawat isa unique. So that's why we need to accept one another. Amen? Just as Christ has accepted us. Glory to God. And so, words of encouragement. And we also learned na gagamitin natin ang ating lips to praise God and also to pray. Amen. And so, we're going to end kasi gusto natin yung the rest of the time would be used for us to pray for one another. Amen. And let's just thank the Lord for His word for all of us that He is the God of all comfort. Now, we would end with the same question that the President Sandoval of World Vision said. Let's think about our own Damascus Road. Let's think of our own journey wherein you and I met the Lord Jesus. When was that moment that talagang naging defining moment or turning point sa life nyo na you really personally met Jesus? Kung hindi man, hindi pa, you know, that's why every Sunday we would always have the opportunity to give people na kung di nyo pa po tinatanggap si Jesus, let it this be the day. At kung natanggap man, ang encouragement niya ho is, let's allow the Holy Spirit to change us every day. Every day and every moment of our lives. Let us be transformed by the renewing of our mind, the way you and I think. Even sa pagpapray, sabihin, hindi ako mahusay magsalita. It's not about the eloquence of words. Wag ho yung, naku, hindi ako marunong magganito, ganyan, no. Hindi naman kailangan mahusay sa English, kahit na ho Tagalog yan, o Bisaya, kung gusto nyo mag-pray ng Bisaya, whatever dialect, basta, pag na-feel nyo na you are led, pag sinabi yung, Lord, pag pinagpapray ko po si Ento, may sakit. Lord, pagalingin mo siya sa pangalan ni Jesus, amen. Simple. Pero if that prayer was offered in faith, God can move, even through the simplest prayer said. Amen. Now the question for all of us is, as the Holy Spirit changes us, we all need to yield willingly and expectantly. Yung word na expectantly, anong ibig pong sabihin nun? Ano ba sa Tagalog nag-expect? Huh? Na may inaasahan. Thank you, Sister Cherry. And what can we expect? Sabi niya, nothing short of miracles. Pag sinabi na Jesus is the same, hindi siya nagbabago daw eh. Yesterday? So he's the same yesterday. What did he do yesterday in the past? Did he perform miracles? That's right. He performed miracles. So we believe that God can do that also today. What are we concerned about even for our tomorrows? Yung faithfulness ni God will also remain even for our ating mga concerns for what lies ahead. And so now here's a question. Let's ask ourselves, are my eyes open to what the miracle worker, capital M, capital W, and that's our Lord. Are my eyes open to what Jesus is going to do in my life and through my life? Do you believe that God can do something miraculous in your life? Do you believe that God can perform miracles through your life to bless others? Then let's thank the Lord for allowing Him to cause us to see with eyes of faith that God can still perform miracles, that you and I can still expect miracles because He's the same. He never changes. Amen. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you, Lord God, for you are the God of all comfort, the God of mercy, Lord, that you comfort us in all of our troubles, God. Lord, I thank you for everyone gathered today, this particular Sunday afternoon, God. We thank you for reminding us in your word that, Lord, that's who you are and that's how you are to all of us. That when we come to you humbly, Lord God, and recognizing, God, that, Lord, you have the power to deliver us. You have the power to comfort us in all of our troubles, God. We thank you, Lord, for showing us an important lesson from your word that, Lord, problems will always be a part of our lives. But you're teaching us always to come to you in prayer, that all of these problems are just avenues. They are just ways para, Lord, kami lumapit sa'yo. It provokes us to seek you, Lord God, in our times of affliction, in times when our problems overwhelm us, oh God. They appear like giants or mountains before our eyes. But with you, God, we are reminded that all things are possible, God. You have the power to save us from our sins. We cannot save ourselves. Like yung story ni Louis Zamperini, Lord, his life was never the same, and ganun din para sa amin, Lord. You change our lives for the better, God, for the best. Because, Lord, ang intention mo para sa amin is always to bless us, O God. And Father God, we thank you for the many opportunities you give us to hear the word of God that's able to build up our faith, your word that is able to comfort us and even challenge us, that Lord God, that as you have opened up our eyes today, Lord God, to expect miracles from you, that Lord, you will do that in the life of every heart that believes in you, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. Katulad ng na-share dito, Lord God, sa articles sa World Vision, God, you are a big God. And that, Lord, gagamitin mo kami, Panginoon, even globally, Lord. Even, Lord God, as we are starting with Montalban, and Lord God, even in our giving, that we would, Lord, send money and funds, oh God, to World Vision, Samaritan Spurs, that you are using globally, Lord God, to reach many more people. In the time of crisis, Christ is in the middle of it. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that, Lord, you are in control of everything that's going on in our lives. And even all over the world, to remember that Jesus, in your sovereignty, you are turning all of these things around for good, Lord God. What might be bad in our sight, Lord God, Lord, you can turn them around for good that would bring about eternal blessings in our lives and in the lives of others, God. Father God, I speak your blessings upon everyone in this local church, God. Katulad ni Fatima, God. She came to know you because of the love expressed through the many people in that church in the Middle East. Lord, here we are, God. We give ourselves to you. Gamitin mo kaming lahat, Panginoon. And so, God, in Jesus' name, may all of us, kami as a church, Lord, may love be in action through us as a church, God, in our praying, in our giving, God. And even as we are to pray for others this afternoon, God, we ask and we invite you, Holy Spirit, teach us, Lord. Turuan mo kami, tulungan mo kami mag-pray. I pray for those who are growing weary, Lord God, sa pagpa-pray, God. Lord, just encourage your people today. Comfort your people, O God, to know that, Lord, hindi ka, you will perform what your word has promised, O God, that you hear the prayer of the righteous, and that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much and his power to change lives, God. And so, Lord, maraming salamat that, God, even as we form our prayer circles again, particularly praying for those, God, who are struggling in their walk with you, to pray for those who are still in darkness, God, in our homes, Panginoon, O God, in our workplaces, Lord, in the lives of many young people, Father God, in Jesus' name, and even lives all over the world, God. We know that, Lord, you can reach them through our praying as we all come together in Jesus' name. Amen. Sige po, let's pray for others. Amen. Glory to God. Let's expect miracles from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes, yes. Invite the Holy Spirit po sa circle niyo. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for so many, God. Lord, ang aming mga kapatiran, Lord God, yung mga who have backslidden, O God. We pray for Brother Boy, Sister Evelyn, O God, Sister Lorna, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name, O God. Lord, in Jesus' name, O God. Thank you, God, that you will give Bobby another opportunity, God, to hear your word, Lord. I pray for your healing, God. Healing for
for my mom, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Healing for Joel, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your deliverance come upon Annie's life. Ke Christine, oh God. Ke Angela, ke Bobby, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray for Haley and Aubrey that they will grow up knowing you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Salamat, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord. All things are possible with you, O God. Glory to your name. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Brother Hector, O God. Sister Awi, Panginoon. Tulungan mo sila, Panginoon. In their marriage, O God. We pray for the Covarrubias, O God. In Jesus' name. Sister Gloria Wolfer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeradadabosambabaki. Tulungan mo ka. Spirit of a living God, come, Lord. Spirit of God. Yeradadabosambabashende. Jesus, Jesus, comfort, Lord God, and strengthen your people, Lord. Yes, that's right. It's the work of your Spirit, oh God. Bring conviction, Lord God. Bring conviction, God. Lord, in Jesus' name. Salamat, Panginoon. Yes, yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Pinag-pray namin yung outreach sa Montalban this coming March, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Salamat, Panginoon. Patibayin mo ang faith ng mga tao mo, Lord God. Sa times na ito, Panginoon, sabi mo to be strong in you and in the power of your might, O God. Strengthen your people, O God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, O God. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to your name, Lord. You have the power to heal, to save, and to deliver. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Salamat, Lord, O God. Grant your people wisdom, O God, in the times we're living in, O God. Tulungan mo mga tao mo, Panginoon, O God. Pray for all parents, O God. Grant them wisdom in raising up their children in the knowledge and fear of you, O God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Lord. In Jesus' name. Grant them wisdom, Father God. Bless all families, O God, na magkaroon ng love and unity in every home, in every family, O God. Thank you, Lord. Break down the walls of pride, Lord, in Jesus' name, O God, in many relationships, O God, the Lord, O God, that are broken, Panginoon. In Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for causing us, oh God, to see the importance of prayer, coming together in prayer, Lord, in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Yes, yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that as your people are in agreement today, oh God, Lord of the harvest, oh God, that you would, Lord God, bring about salvation in the hearts of many, Lord, in Jesus' name. By the power of your Spirit, O God, open up spiritual eyes, O God. Open up spiritual ears, O God, in Jesus' name, Lord. The mighty name of Jesus, O God. Yes. Yes, O God. Lord, I pray for my co-workers. Si Impi, Panginoon, for her healing. I pray for the salvation nila Monica, si Marina, Lord. sila Oregon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Si Kerrigan. Si Sean, Father God. Si Lynette and her whole family, O God. The good work you've started in their lives, O God. Ikaw magtatapos, Panginoon. Salamat, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we glorify your name, O God. You have the power to save, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, oh God, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Amen, amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Restore my covenant, yes, God. We pray in Jesus' name, God, by the power of your Spirit, Lord. Tinuturuan mo lang kami, Lord God, na magtiwala sa iyo, Panginoon. To rely on you, O God. In Jesus' name, Lord. Kokororabashende. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. The enemy has stolen, you're more than able to restore, oh God, in the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we can continually pray for the leaders of this nation, God. We remember President Trump. Though we realize that none of us is perfect, God, he is in that position of authority because you allowed him to be in that position. Lord, kami as a church, we believe that our role is to pray for our leaders, God. We lift him up to you and everyone, Vice President Pence and members of the Congress, members ng kanyang staff and administration, that Lord, may you grant them wisdom, Lord God, in dealing with all the problems and affairs of this nation, God, that we know that, Lord, ay sa iyo lang manggagaling ang solution, Lord, to the ills of this nation, God. But above all, O God, we understand that the root cause in all of this, O God, is kailangan ng spiritual revival in America, God. We ask for the power of your Spirit, Lord God, to continually work
in their hearts and in their minds for those who lead and for those under them, God, in Jesus' name. Kami, Lord, as a church, may you find us faithful, continually lifting them up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Grant them wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, as your word says, O God. Lord, restore righteousness back in our government, in our schools, for the sake of our children. Lord, O God, even together we pray for our children, God, young as they are, the toddlers, God. Our young people, Lord, protect their minds from all the evil influences around them, God. Protect them from all harm and evil, we pray. We pray for all parents, O God, and grandparents and guardians, that God, grant them wisdom, Lord God, and even those involved in the Sunday school department, grant them the anointing and the wisdom to impart to the minds, the tender minds and hearts of these children, O God, the ways of God and the fear of the Lord. Nang word mo, Panginoon, ang siya maging guide in their lives as they grow up until they reach the age of reason that they may accept Christ as their Savior and Lord. We thank you, Father God, for encouraging parents, God, in Lord, sa kanilang responsibility, Father God. Just grant them wisdom, comfort them, and strengthen them, God, in the responsibilities you've given them, Lord God, as a family, Lord. And Father God, we pray even for our seniors, Lord. We thank you that, God, even in our old age, that, Lord, ang buhay namin nasa kamay mo, Panginoon, you can bring about fruitfulness in our lives, O God, that, Lord, walang age factor in serving you, God. May all of our seniors find their place, O God, in the body of Christ. We thank you, Father God, for everyone, Lord God, in this church. We pray that, Lord, let there be peace in every home. You are the one who will supply for the needs of your people, God, in Jesus' name. We pray for wisdom sa mga naghahanap ng trabaho, Lord. You're the one who can open doors of opportunity. And above all, O God, even for those na meron ng trabaho, Panginoon, ikaw ang nagbibigay sa amin ng divine inspiration, God, that in our work, Lord God, we may do our work, Lord God, we join our hearts, not murmuring or grumbling, O God, doing it with all of our hearts as unto you, God, that we may glorify your name even in our workplaces, O God. And so, Lord, thank you, God. And that, Lord, as you stretch forth your mighty hand upon your people, that, Lord, your hedge of protection is upon us through the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the ministering angels that you sent to take charge over us in every place that we go, Lord God. And so, Father God, that, Lord, you would send us forth, Lord God, through the power of your Spirit, O God, and help us to apply what we have learned in our praying and expressing love to others. Let love for others be in action, that Christ may be seen in all of us. Thanking you, Lord God, for everything that you have done today and the confidence that you have heard our prayers. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So prayer and fasting will continue on Wednesday and our Friday prayer meeting. So instead of us spending money on the food that we are going to normally would buy every time we meet, save that because we're going to take a second offering next Sunday. What touches us, look at it this way. Kung sa $30 worth or $40, nakakabili ng bubong, can buy a roof for a family na nawalan ng bubong sa Montalban. Look at that. $40 can make a difference in the lives of others. And above all, when you and I do this, they feel the love of God. Oh, mahal talaga kami ng Panginoon na, you know, we feel the love expressed through God's people. Amen. Hear it. Right here, so in Living Way. Amen. So God bless you, and we'll see you again. Praise the Lord. Amen. Pagpalain kayo ng Panginoon. Amen. God bless you. Praise God.